It's time to get your Football Friday night kicked off with the Coach Brian Maddox Show on Classic Hits 101.7. The show is brought to you by
Elkins BRMC Heart Clinic, Coleman Family Dentistry, Nasari Home Mortgage, Baxter Real Estate, Integrity First Bank, Financial Services and Investment Strategies, Baskin Robbins, Driftwood Lanes, Baxter Retirement Village, The Locker Room, Matt Hirschberger at Pegler Real Estate, James Boyette State Farm, Knox Orthopedics, West Rock Orthodontics, Ozark Eye Center.
The voice of the Bombers, Brad Haworth, will join Coach Maddox to talk about Mountain Home Bomber football coming up next on Classic Hits 101.7.
Since 1983, Knox Orthopedics has offered continuity of care from consultation and testing through surgery, therapy, and follow-up. Doctors Tom Knox, Russ Rawls, and Jason McConnell specialize in state-of-the-art evaluation and treatment of bone and joint disease, including arthroscopic surgery. The clinic features a complete radiology unit with MRI, an outpatient surgery site, and in-house therapy providing convenience and cost-effectiveness. Physician referral is not required. Call 424-3400 or visit knoxorthopedics.com to start on your road to recovery.
At Ozark Eye Center, their focus is on you. Ozark Eye Center has been taking care of eyes in this community since 1984. From routine eye exams and new designer frames to more serious eye diseases and surgical procedures handled right next door at Mountain Home Surgery Center. Doctors William Hill, Allison Booth, and Whitney McFall are proud to call the Twin Lakes area home. Call for your appointment today, 425-2277. Learn more at ozarkeyecenter.com. Ozark Eye Center, Highway 5 North, Mountain Home.
When you want ice cream, there's only one place to go in Mountain Home, Baskin-Robbins. Not only do they offer the largest variety of the most delicious ice cream around, they have a huge selection of specialty items like their waffle bowl sundaes, classic banana splits, warm cookie sundaes, scrumptious parfaits, warm cookie ice cream sandwiches, or try a powdered donut sandwich. For your next party, try one of Baskin-Robbins' ice cream cakes or one of their super popular polar pizzas. It's an ice cream lover's paradise at Baskin-Robbins in Mountain Home, next to Driftwood Lanes at the east end of the bypass.
Some of the greatest things about living in a small town are recognizable faces, great service and care, and Friday night football. As a Mountain Home native, these qualities are important to me and my staff at Coleman Family Dentistry. We strive to provide the first two in our office and are excited to see Coach Brian Maddox and the Bombers provide the third. We're proud to be a supporter of the Mountain Home Bombers and Coach Brian Maddox this season. Come help us root on the Bombers this year and visit us at our website, www.ColemanFamilyDentistry.com. or at our location in Bradford Square to schedule your appointment.
Mountain Home and the Twin Lakes area are growing and changing, and people outside the region are taking notice. Property values are healthy, the real estate market is strong, and new listings are in demand. If you've been thinking about selling, now is the time, and Matt Hirschberger at Pegler Real Estate Group is ready to help. Call Matt at 405-4144 or stop by the office at 1326 Highway 62 East of Mountain Home. Matt Hirschberger and Pegler Real Estate Group are proud to support the Mountain Home Bombers. Call 405-4144.
Integrity First Bank has that smile, style, and winning way. We are proud to support the communities where we live, work, raise our families, and invest in our future. Whether you're opening your first checking account or reviewing your investment and retirement plans, you can bank on us to be here for you. We value our hometown relationships, community commitment, and our priority to keep Integrity First. Go Bombers!
Integrity First Bank. Member FDIC. If the need ever arises for you or your loved ones to need cardiac care, rest assured you don't have to travel to receive complete cardiac care. Baxter Regional Heart Clinic provides adult cardiac, thoracic, and vascular care right here in Mountain Home. Combining decades of experience with today's latest treatment options, cardiothoracic and vascular surgeon Dr. Lewis Elkins provides invasive and minimally invasive surgical procedures for many conditions. It's state-of-the-art heart care at Baxter Regional Heart Clinic. Call 870-508-3200.
Hey, we welcome in Coach Brian Maddox. Brian, let's talk about last week's matchup first against Harrison. We talked last week about the fact that folks felt like this may be the best Harrison team that's ever come through there. I tell you what, it's hard to argue against that, isn't it?
I'm not going to argue against it. You know, I actually mentioned last week in my lifetime it's the best I've seen them. We helped them, you know, in that you can't do that. We helped them with a few things, but just you got to tip your hat at the end of the night and say, wow, they're impressive. And you know, it started with the coin toss. We're 0-3 if you go back to the scrimmage game on coin tosses. You know, it's funny. We went to Branson 7-on-7, and you know, you did paper, rock, scissors to get the ball first for that tournament. Dylan Pausch walks out there and just went undefeated. 5 games, went undefeated for the day. So after the game, one of the coaches looked at me and said, "Has Pausch been the one asking, is it calling the coin?" You know, and I said, "Well, when you're at home, you don't call it." But yeah. Well, from now on, Pausch is calling it until he loses. So we're 0-3 on coin tosses. We needed to win the. You feel like back to the point. The you play an explosive offense like that. You really don't want to give them the ball first. You'd like to get the ball first and go on a long drive and just see if you can get some momentum early.
Right.
We kick off to them, and Husky does his thing, long story short, and they score quick. And, you know, at least we made them snap it more than once. That's what you're trying to do, is make them snap it 11 times. We really didn't do that the first 4 drives of the game. That was the disappointing part for us. But, again, that kid is special. He made some incredible cuts. You watch him on film, he is the total package. And it was not a good way to start. They go down, they score, we get the kickoff, and you know, we said we were going to go on to first play of the game and just try to just hold that defensive front. Well, of course we move, so uh-huh. Now it's 1st and 15, your first offensive play. And anyway, we go on to punt, and Dylan, I've never seen him do this, and he's done a million things, but he obviously dropped the snap and on the punt, so they get the ball in our 5. They score in 1 play. It's 14-0. You just blink and it's 14-0.
Right.
Pretty much the start you didn't want. I was really proud of our kids throughout the entire night. They just kept fighting. There's something that we talk with them about all the time, and we really believe in this. And it's Darren McMaines, when he came back and talked to all the athletes about, you know, the growth mindset that, you know, every single day, every single rep, whether it's a game or practice, you're trying to get better. Not wasting those opportunities. So you can look up the scoreboard and see 14-0 and shut down and not get much out of the rest of the night. Or you can keep battling. And I felt like our kids did that. And before I forget to say it, too, it meant a ton to those kids and the coaches to see the number of people stick around for all 4 quarters, because right. The game was out of reach in the second half. And there was a ton of people up there. And, I don't notice that I'm so into what's going on, but I don't know how many of the kids said something afterwards. And so, you know, I don't want to forget to mention that meant a lot to the kids, meant a lot to the coaches, and our families too, you know, and just want to make sure I say that. Wanted to thank those that stuck around. Appreciate it.
And boy, really, it was one of the biggest crowds we've seen in a long time.
It was huge. A great Mountain Home Harrison crowd. Yeah. It was the kind of crowd you want, you know. These kids work all year round, and you hear that all the time, like it's a cliche. They do. It's miserable hot out in the summer, and they're in pads and gear, and they do all the sprints, the weightlifting, and you know, to only have 4 home games, you know, it's great that they at least get to go out there in that atmosphere. I know they didn't win the game, and but to have an atmosphere like that, again, it really does. It means a lot. You can't really put it in words how much that means.
You know, we heard, and we talked about last week, about this high-powered offense. Mm-hmm. I was very impressed with the defense by Harrison.
They, you know, last year when we played them, and you know, I kind of felt that way this year, the offense gets all the hype. And last year I looked at their defense and said, that's going to keep them from winning it. And it turned out that probably was true. They couldn't get a stop against Pulaski Academy. They're better this year on defense, no doubt. And they lost the Vanderpool kid at nose, so we actually felt like that was our big obstacle last year. And, boy, those linebackers, those 2 middle linebackers are you know, we talk about Husky, the both kid was – he's one of the best ones I've seen.
Yeah.
And the Ulrich kids that stands next to him, they're both of them just – it's hard to move the football. They are fast. They are aggressive. They're downhill. They don't care if you beat us over the top once or twice. We're going to get downhill. And they've got the recovery speed, too, to get away with some things. And just really good defense. Just total team. That's why I think they've got a chance to win it, is they're such a complete team. They got a great kicking game, too.
They do.
Really good team.
Yep. We'll take a break. We'll talk more here in just a little bit. You're listening to the Coach Brian Maddox Show on Classic Hits 101.7.
Born and raised in Mountain Home, your local hometown mortgage company, Nassari Home Mortgage proudly supports the Bombers. Whether it's cheering on the cross-country team, quiet claps at a tennis match, or spending Friday nights at Bomber Stadium, the team at Nassari Home Mortgage backs the blue and gold. We are proud Bomber boosters, and we are ready to watch our Bomber team soar to the top. Go Bombers!
When you need sporting goods in the Twin Lakes area, there's only one place to shop, The Locker Room. The Locker Room offers the top brands in athletic equipment to help your game excel, like Nike, Under Armour, Adidas, Rawlings, Easton, Mizuno, DeMarini, Wilson, Russell, and many more. If your team, league, business, club, or organization needs uniforms or shirts for that special event, let The Locker Room help design the perfect look. Your hometown source for sporting goods, screen printing, embroidery, trophies, and more. The Locker Room, Highway 62 East in Mountain Home.
Baxter Retirement Village is one of Arkansas's most desirable retirement communities. Residents enjoy studio or independent living apartments with comfort and security of a staff that cares for their residents like family. Wonderful home-style meals, plus activities, entertainment, transportation, assistance with meds, and more. Choose custom services to suit your specific needs. If Baxter Retirement Village sounds like the right place for you, call them at 424-3599. Baxter Retirement Village in Mountain Home, large enough to serve, small enough to care.
You're hardworking, dependable, and motivated. Your real estate company should be too. If you've been considering selling your property, now's the time to list it with the real estate company that will work as hard as you do from start to finish. Call Baxter Real Estate Company today and work with the brokers and agents that won't quit until the job is done, just like the Mountain Home Bombers. Call Baxter Real Estate Company at 870-424-4545.
Hi, this is Mike Stockton, Financial Advisor with FSIS Group, inviting you to join Coach Brian Maddox and the voice of the Bombers, Brad Haworth, for the Coach Brian Maddox Show every week. Come see the FSIS team to learn to pick the players for your portfolio, defend your assets, and develop a strong financial game plan. Follow us on Facebook and Twitter. Call 870-701-5160 or visit us on the web at fsisgroup.com to set an appointment. Go Bombers!
Stop smiling for photos because your teeth aren't straight? Embarrassed the food gets stuck between overlapped front teeth? It's past time to do something about it. You don't need a referral from your family dentist to speak to the only board-certified orthodontic specialist in North Central Arkansas. Dr. Kyle Wenfelt and his team at West Rock Orthodontics in Mountain Home have 3 years of additional university training after dental school to know how to fix your problem. Give West Rock Orthodontics a call at 870-425-5737 to schedule your free consultation today.
Football fans know some things just go together. Quarterbacks and receivers, face paint and super fans, game days and tailgates. State Farm agent James Boyette knows another winning combination, home and auto. James and his team are here to help life go right when you combine your home and auto insurance, which saves you time and money. So get your home and auto on the same team and score some savings. Call State Farm agent James Boyette at 425-4540. That's 425-4540. We continue with the Coach Brian Maddox Show, and Brian, kind of shell-shocked. You talked about that earlier, how fast Harrison scored. Scored four touchdowns in just eight plays.
Yes.
You go into the locker room, it's 35-0 at the break. What was the atmosphere like? I know the young men were obviously upset, but what was the atmosphere like?
Well, we got after them a little bit because of some things that we felt like it's two games in a row where we didn't come out fully ready. And of course, as coaches too, we need to, what are we doing to get them ready to play faster? But we just – some execution things early. As we started to settle in there after that fourth one, they still have their starters out there. It's not like, well, yeah, but you're going against their twos. They still have their starters out there, and we get some stops.
Right.
But it's missed run fits. It's misalignment. It's just little communication things. We're in the wrong coverage on Husky's first touchdown there. If we slide, we get the safety slid over. He missed the tackle by about 6 inches. Well, if he's those full 4 yards where he's supposed to be, does he make the tackle? And it's just those little things that matter. It's just something that I think there's things you can control and there's things you can't. And I didn't think we did everything. I didn't think we controlled everything we can control. Mm-hmm. As we started to settle in, we started to play better. And so we got after him for the start and then, tried to commend him for the way they finished the half. Some seniors mentioned again about this big picture. Let's continue to get ready. We're trying to make the playoffs. Let's not waste an opportunity here in the second half to continue to work on what we're trying to get better at to try to get us to the playoffs. And I can't tell you how, with your Blake Popes, your Austin Lance, some of these seniors that have been here for, the entire way through from seventh grade up, and I can go on and on, but, Dylan Pausch, Hunter Price, Trace Rick, the leadership in these situations is incredible. because they are keeping the locker room picked up. And it was a good atmosphere. I call it a professional atmosphere. I mean, it was just the coaches are correcting things. We're going over stuff with the kids, and they're attentive. And you know, the morale was good when we went back out, and it was a good locker room.
Had a couple of nice drives in the second half.
We did, I think Bryce had a nice, you know, improvised a little bit there and got that pass off to Logan and got some pressure. But we went on a couple of real nice drives. Went on a six-play drive. Gate Hershberger finished it from 20 yards out, but we really was just midline, you know, outside veer. And Gage is hitting it in there nice. Hunter Price had some nice carries, right. I thought, in the second half. Mm-hmm. And the offensive line, I thought, got going. You know, Case, you know, we find out on Thursday we're not going to have Vin, so Case gets thrown to their tight end, and Dylan Pausch has to move to tackle. That's not his normal position. And I thought they'd pick, you know, as the game went on, I thought they played a little bit better. And, you know, we got Xavier Ivory out there to play some tight end. And some couple of real nice drives. And then, you know, late in the game there, we go on the 8-play drive, and Carlos has that 27-yard field goal. It was fourth and four, fourth and five, somewhere there. And said, you know, we could probably go for it. We're behind, but let's get Carlos some experience in the game. We may need this later in the year. And so a PAT unit went out there and did a great job. And Trace Ricks, you know, the deep snap doesn't get enough credit. Bryce holds it, and Carlos has been really good in practice, and he carried it over to the game. So it was good to see. Getting out there and executing the field goal like that. Some good stuff in the second half for sure.
Got a chance to get some young men in the game too. Get some good playing experience.
You bet. Anthony Mojica has been out there quite a bit. And Brody Patterson, he doesn't weigh much. He's just a sophomore. He's small, but he doesn't play small. He plays as big as anybody we've got. Just a tremendous heart. And he reads the option really well. And you saw him have some nice runs. We got Quentin Brill moved in over the summer, and he's kind of learning the system. We got him out there at guard. And I think it's important that we continue. We talked about this last week. We got to try to get some kids out there, let them grow on game night. Because as the year goes on, we want to play more and more kids, try to develop that depth. We still feel like we can make a run here in the second half of the season. I know the season hasn't started the way we want it to, but for that to happen, we do have to find more depth. I think we're going to, you know, Gage Lindsey got to go out there at middle linebacker. He kind of got thrown to the wolves, and he did not play. You know, he started a little slow, not too bad, and as it went on, you could see him gaining confidence. So a lot of kids getting out there doing some good things, and hopefully that'll help us as the season goes on.
You bet. We'll take a break, come back, and talk about tonight's opponent, the Nettleton Raiders, when we continue with the Coach Brian Maddox Show on Classic Hits 101.7.
Knox Orthopedics in Mountain Home has provided quality orthopedic care since 1983, from consultation and advanced diagnostic testing, continuing through surgery, in-house therapy, and follow-up. If you're ready to reclaim the joy of life you once lived, more mobile and pain-free, Drs. Tom Knox, Russ Rawls, and Jason McConnell repair bones, joints, and muscles that work for a living and love to play. Let their experience, skill, and focus on convenient, cost-effective services for their patients put you back in motion.
At Ozark Eye Center, their focus is on you. Ozark Eye Center has been taking care of eyes in this community since 1984. From routine eye exams and new designer frames to more serious eye diseases and surgical procedures handled right next door at Mountain Home Surgery Center. Doctors William Hill, Allison Booth, and Whitney McFall are proud to call the Twin Lakes area home. Call for your appointment today, 425-2277. Learn more at ozarkeyecenter.com. Ozark Eye Center, Highway 5 North, Mountain Home.
If you're looking for something fun to do with the family this weekend, head to Driftwood Lanes, where everyone will have a great time. Driftwood Lanes offers more than just bowling, with their very popular Cosmic Bowling, bumper bowling for the kids, lots of video games in the arcade, pool tables, and a full-service snack bar. Book your next birthday party at Driftwood Lanes and let them take care of the cake, pizza, and balloons while you and the kids have fun on the lanes. Party times are available each Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. Driftwood Lanes at the east end of the bypass of Mountain Home, open till midnight Friday and Saturday nights.
Some of the greatest things about living in a small town are recognizable faces, great service and care, and Friday night football. As a Mountain Home native, these qualities are important to me and my staff at Coleman Family Dentistry. We strive to provide the first two in our office and are excited to see Coach Brian Maddox and the Bombers provide the third. We're proud to be a supporter of the Mountain Home Bombers and Coach Brian Maddox this season. Come help us root on the Bombers this year and visit us at our website, www.ColemanFamilyDentistry.com, or at our location in Bradford Square to schedule your appointment.
Mountain Home and the Twin Lakes area are growing and changing, and people outside the region are taking notice. Property values are healthy, the real estate market is strong, and new listings are in demand. If you've been thinking about selling, now is the time, and Matt Hirschberger at Pegler Real Estate Group is ready to help. Call Matt at 405-4144 or stop by the office at 1326 Highway 62 East of Mountain Home. Matt Hirschberger and Pegler Real Estate Group are proud to support the Mountain Home Bombers. Call 405-4144.
Integrity First Bank has that smile, style, and winning way. We are proud to support the communities where we live, work, raise our families, and invest in our future. Whether you're opening your first checking account or reviewing your investment and retirement plans, you can bank on us to be here for you. We value our hometown relationships, community commitment, and our priority to keep Integrity First. Go Bombers!
Integrity First Bank. Member FDIC. If the need ever arises for you or your loved ones to need cardiac care, rest assured you don't have to travel to receive complete cardiac care. Baxter Regional Heart Clinic provides adult cardiac, thoracic, and vascular care right here in Mountain Home. Combining decades of experience with today's latest treatment options, cardiothoracic and vascular surgeon Dr. Lewis Elkins provides invasive and minimally invasive surgical procedures for many conditions. It's state-of-the-art heart care at Baxter Regional Heart Clinic. Call 870-508-3200.
Back on the Coach Brian Maddox Show, Brian, our final non-conference game of the season tonight with Nettleton. Let's we'll talk off his defense. Just overall, your thoughts on the Raiders?
Nettleton, you know, they're 2-0. They've got, a 52-41 win over Pocahontas, who usually has a pretty good football team. And Watching the film, Pocahontas got a pretty good group. And then, you know, they beat Gosnell 69-32. Gosnell's a smaller school but very athletic. So you see the 52 points and the 69 points, and you go, golly, they score some points, and they've got a very good offense. And then you look at the other side of that, and you go, they've given up 41, and they've given up 32, and we do feel like they're a team that's better on offense than they are on defense. They've got some weapons. The Cade Carter is a senior, the quarterback, number 10, very accurate, throws it well. He can run it when he has to. They don't want to run him. Standing right next to him is Nathan Young, the senior that we've seen, you know, every year, and Tired of hearing his name. Really good running back, and the Perkins kid, number 84 at wide receiver. The kid can fly, and they just send him deep. They'll send him on skinny posts, the corner out. They'll just split him out and run a fade, and he runs by some people, and he'll catch it. And then again, when you got a quarterback hitting him in stride, so he's a big concern of ours tonight, is just making sure we know where he is, staying over the top of him. Moses Williams, the right tackle. Number 73, he's 315 pounds and can move like a linebacker. So we've got to make sure that he, you know, that side of the offensive line, that we make sure we're there numerically, because I don't know, if we don't win that one-on-one matchup, we still got to be able to fit. But anyway, they've just got some kids that they've got some possession receivers that take the attention off of the young kid in the backfield. And then obviously, like we said, the Perkins kid. But we feel like they're a lot of penalties. They've had a lot of penalties. They put the ball on the ground quite a bit. If we can make them drive the field, and we say this every week, and it's so much easier said than done, but if we can put them in the huddle, we feel like they might throw us the ball. They may put it on the ground, maybe penalties derail a drive. And it's real important for us that we don't let them behind us, and that we come up and fill the cylinders. And they may gain first downs. They may pick up first downs, but let's minimize the big play. Defensively, their defense is much younger. You know, they got two returning starters. That's all I'd heard about Nettleton throughout the offseason, is they're going to be young, and then you scout their offense. There's a ton of seniors. And then you look over at their defense and you go, okay, that's where they're young. That's two returning starters. They don't look overly impressive on film, and I don't usually say that. I think they're talented. They just – you can tell they're young. There's some misalignment, communication errors. It's a group that if we'll execute, we feel like we can have some success. Offensively, we're more worried about us right now, because we have not played well on the offensive side the first 2 weeks, and so that's been a big point of emphasis for us. Our offense is our defense to some degree. We've got to go on long drives and hold the ball, and so that's a point of emphasis for us. We've tried some new wrinkles as well, just to give some kids, try to play to more of our advantages, and we're excited about that. We feel like we're going to have a good night on offense. We've had the best week of practice we've had. pretty much all summer and all preseason. So that was encouraging too.
I was going to say, that's saying a lot coming off the loss to Harrison.
Yes.
A rivalry game like that.
I agree. And that's, again, really proud of our kids. I really mean that sincerely. They showed up Monday, best Monday we've had maybe since I've been head coach. Mondays have been that's been something for us there in the past. We just haven't had good Mondays. We had a great Monday, and it's carried all week. And just their resiliency, they stick with it. They're not going to give up. And great practice. And you know, getting Aiden Ritchie back helps.
Right.
You know, getting Vin back helps as well. That's part of why I think we have some confidence offensively, and just really excited to play tonight. We feel like we're going to have a good night, and hopefully it'll show on the scoreboard.
We'll take a break. Get some final thoughts coming up. You're listening to the Coach Brian Maddox Show on Classic Hits 101.7.
Born and raised in Mountain Home, your local hometown mortgage company, Nassari Home Mortgage proudly supports the Bombers. Whether it's cheering on the cross-country team, quiet claps at a tennis match, or spending Friday nights at Bomber Stadium, the team at Nassari Home Mortgage backs the blue and gold. We are proud Bomber boosters, and we are ready to watch our Bomber team soar to the top. Go Bombers!
When you need sporting goods in the Twin Lakes area, there's only one place to shop, The Locker Room. The Locker Room offers the top brands in athletic equipment to help your game excel, like Nike, Under Armour, Adidas, Rawlings, Easton, Mizuno, DeMarini, Wilson, Russell, and many more. If your team, league, business, club, or organization needs uniforms or shirts for that special event, let The Locker Room help design the perfect look. Your hometown source for sporting goods, screen printing, embroidery, trophies, and more. The Locker Room, Highway 62 East in Mountain Home.
Baxter Retirement Village is one of Arkansas's most desirable retirement communities. Residents enjoy studio or independent living apartments with comfort and security of a staff that cares for their residents like family. Wonderful home-style meals, plus activities, entertainment, transportation, assistance with meds, and more. Choose custom services to suit your specific needs. If Baxter Retirement Village sounds like the right place for you, call them at 424-3599. Baxter Retirement Village in Mountain Home. Large enough to serve, small enough to care.
You're hardworking, dependable, and motivated. Your real estate company should be too. If you've been considering selling your property, now's the time to list it with the real estate company that will work as hard as you do from start to finish. Call Baxter Real Estate Company today and work with the brokers and agents that won't quit until the job is done, just like the Mountain Home Bombers. Call Baxter Real Estate Company at 870-424-4545.
Hi, this is Mike Stockton, financial advisor with FSIS Group, inviting you to join Coach Brian Maddox and the voice of the Bombers, Brad Haworth, for the Coach Brian Maddox Show every week. Come see the FSIS team to learn to pick the players for your portfolio, defend your assets, and develop a strong financial game plan. Follow us on Facebook and Twitter. Call 870-701-5160 or visit us on the web at fsisgroup.com to set an appointment. Go Bombers!
Stop smiling for photos because your teeth aren't straight? Embarrassed the food gets stuck between overlapped front teeth? It's past time to do something about it. You don't need a referral from your family dentist to speak to the only board-certified orthodontic specialist in North Central Arkansas. Dr. Kyle Wenfeld and his team at West Rock Orthodontics in Mountain Home have 3 years of additional university training after dental school to know how to fix your problem. Give West Rock Orthodontics a call at 870-425-5737 to schedule your free consultation today.
Football fans know some things just go together. Quarterbacks and receivers, face paint and super fans, game days and tailgates. State Farm agent James Boyette knows another winning combination, home and auto. James and his team are here to help life go right when you combine your home and auto insurance, which saves you time and money. So get your home and auto on the same team and score some savings. Call State Farm agent James Boyette at 425-4540. That's 425-4540. Back with head coach Brian Maddox. And Brian, you mentioned new wrinkles offensively. What does that mean? What are we going to see tonight?
Well, hopefully, you know, you try not to talk much about it and give them a chance, you know, heads up. And it's nothing, you know, we're still an option team. We're running the option. We've just spent, you know, about an extra 15 minutes each day working on some stuff that we've done with these kids back in junior high that they had a ton of success with. You know, we went undefeated with it and had some good, you know, good year in eighth grade with it. And I think we went 27-2 running kind of some of this basic stuff, and I'm gonna try not to name what it is and all that, but you know, some of the coaches in the office the other day said, man, we had a lot of success up there and we really haven't implemented it here at the high school yet. So kids have asked for it too, on and off, and so we said, you know what, you like giving the kids some ownership too, and if they ask for something, you know, you like to let them feel involved in the decision. Anyway, long story short, it's looked really good in practice on just, you know, really 4 days of practice. Nothing really usually looks good after 4 days, and we'll see. You may see it for three or four plays. You may see it a bunch. We'll just see how it goes, but you'll see it early in the game. Just trying to give some kids, you know, one, just a change up for the defense. Then the option, the quarterbacks have a lot of pressure on them, so it takes some of the reads out, you know, so we're trying to take a little pressure off them too. And, you know, we think it fits our linemen pretty well. The linemen are in love with it, to be honest with you. We'll see how it goes. Like I said, I don't want to sit here and overhype it.
Right.
It's, you know, we may run it three plays and it falls flat, but, you know, really excited about it, and we'll just see how it goes.
Let's talk about injuries. You mentioned Aiden Ritchie's back. Who else is injured?
Well, you know, we've been Tabor. We've kind of been having to hold out a little bit. Vin Lee missed last week. You know, we're going to get Vin and Ritchie back. Tabor, I think, more and more every day is closer to 100%. You know, Zach Spaulding, who's missed, you know, remember in the spring game, had the injury. He's getting closer and closer, and that will help the depth on the offensive and defensive line when we get him back. But, you know, Callie Payton spends a lot of time with these kids, and Kyle Getting, who we hired this year. You know, we've had, you know, Dr. McConnell has been on the sideline with us, and Russ Rawls, and at the home games, and it's great to see that amount of support for our kids. And so we got to give a shout out to them, because they've been great with these kids and helping us get these kids back fast.
You bet. All right, what are the keys? What do you have to do to win tonight?
We need an offensive. We need to break out offensively. We've got to have a big night, and we got to score some points. I sit here every week because we feel like the formula for us is going to be the same every week. We've got to have long drives, and crap, we just want some points. I don't know how else to say it. So we need some points, and we got to get some stops on defense, but we got to make them drive the length of the field. If they score and they took them 14 plays to do so, and it's, you know, a lot of people say, well, that's not conventional. That is the best way for us to get wins. It is. I've seen it time and time again, year after year for us, that is it for us, the best way for us to play defense. And we got to get some stops. We got to not give up the big play. And then in the kicking game, don't give up that big return. And maybe we can steal a possession from them. You know, just really need, really tonight to me, play hard, be physical. I really want to go get in their grill a little bit and see how they respond, see if we can be a little more physical than them. And it just hustle, play hard, and I think our kids are going to do that. I've got a lot of confidence that we're going to play well tonight.
All right, Brian, good luck.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
Hey, Coach Brian Maddox, we'll take a break. Have more from the stadium coming up here on Classic Hits 101.7.
Let's play some football.
You've been listening to the Coach Brian Maddox Show, brought to you by
Elkins BRMC Heart Clinic, Coleman Family Dentistry, Nasari Home Mortgage, Baxter Real Estate, Integrity First Bank, Financial Services and Investment Strategies, Baskin Robbins, Driftwood Lanes, Baxter Retirement Village, The Locker Room, Matt Hirschberger at Pegler Real Estate, James Boyette State Farm, Knox Orthopedics, West Rock Orthodontics, Ozark Eye Center.
Join us each Friday night at 5:30 to get the latest information about your Mountain Home Bombers on Classic Hits 101.7.